nothing bad about Jesus. Lord, God, I never forget to give him glory.
Everything he done for me.
Say nothing bad about the man because
he always makes a way for me.
Yes, he do. I can't talk bad about the one that died.
Oh,
I just want to thank him for everything he's done.
Everything he done for me.
My life.
Yeah, buddy, this feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they got somebody here that can lift our hands and
testify
how good
it's been to you.
Testify and how he's been there for you.
Testify
and how the Lord
has seen you through
all of my life. My God,
run! God been so much for me. Can I take a little time and tell you what he did to me? Oh, he's my rock in the weary
land.
Anybody know he'll be your shelter in the time of storm. He's my strong tower. I can lay and depend on Jesus. All of my life.
When they counted me out, you still. When they said I would make it, yeah, you still kept your arms around me. Oh, good God, good God.
Oh, show being good to me.
Yes, sir.
It'll take me all night long.
Oh, yeah.
To name everything that he does. Can I name a couple of things?
Talk about it.
And I'm gonna leave this song alone.
Yes, sir.
When I got up.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So I can see this principle that if I hang out with Jesus regular and I let him speak into my life and I want a fellowship with him and I'm inviting him every day, Jesus, come live with me. Jesus, be with me today. Show yourself. Reveal yourself to me. I want to do just like you do. I'm going to tell you the Lord will start revealing himself to you and he'll start teaching you. He'll start leading you and guiding you. And before you know it, you got the fruit of the Spirit in you. Love, joy, peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such, the Bible says, there's no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections thereof. Hallelujah. So I can walk just like Jesus walked. Amen. Amen. Everybody say it.
I can walk
just like Jesus walked.
Just like Jesus.
When I hang out with him, when I live in his presence, he's going to teach me how to live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's another good point right there, is that the Holy Spirit was given to us to teach us how to live so that our lives are pleasing to God.
Amen.
Now, do you think he's going to teach you how to live opposite from the way Jesus lived?
No.
No, Jesus gave us an example that we should follow in his steps.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, by now this word ought to be getting down in us. I mean, if we're meditating on these truths every week, that, hey, I can live just like Jesus lived, there ought to be something rising up in you that when the devil tried to get you to act stupid, that you're walking with God so close, you say, no, Jesus wouldn't do that. That ain't the way Jesus walked. I ain't walking like that. I ain't acting like that. And when you start noticing things in your personality and your character that's out of line, then you ought to be repenting right now. Y'all say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it. I lost my temper. I'm so sorry. Oh, that ain't God. Oh, that ain't Jesus right there. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Lord, I shouldn't have went there. I shouldn't have watched that. I shouldn't be thinking like this. Amen. I had some thoughts early this morning about somebody that promised to do something for me. Not anybody in this church. But it ain't happening. It's been over a month. So I was thinking, well, I need to write them a letter. And I need to put some teeth in it. Boy, I just need to tell them off real good. Somebody that's supposed to know better. So I'm rising up on the inside. I'm going to write this letter here. I'm going to forget about what they said they were going to do for me. And I'm going to go on and I'll get the help somewhere else. Boy, I'm thinking like that. And then I caught myself and said, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to be thinking like that. I say, the fact that I'm thinking like that means that stuff that they was going to send me is probably on the way. And the devil trying to get me all bent out of shape with them, and they probably done released that, and it may be a couple of days I'm going to get it in the mail. I said, why would I be thinking about that today anyway? Probably because they done responded. Then you know how you think bad of somebody? They ain't going to do nothing. Then you turn around and they done did it. Then you're like, oh, my. Oh. I talked about them like a dog, and they came through. Oh, and I went and told so-and-so, and I told, let me backtrack. Hey, remember what I said about so-and-so the other day? I didn't mean it, baby. They just blessed as they can be. Forget I said that. Forgive me for gossiping. Some of us ain't that bold to just come out and say it, though. We just say, just forgive me for, you know, sharing my heart the way I did. You know how we sugarcoat what we do. We sugar, forgive me, I just kind of had a bad day and, you know, things just didn't come out like I meant them to, you know. I rebuked the devil. I said, I ain't going to hold them kind of thoughts. I refuse to go in the direction. See, that would have messed my whole day up. I've been all day, you know, got other things to do, trying to squeeze that into my agenda with that evilness on my mind. Everybody say that evilness. So you need to identify the evilness that's in your life and deal with it and put it under the blood and cast down those evil imaginations. The Bible says those imaginations are wicked when they don't come from God. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in peace. All right, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9. All right, Jesus is our example in peace. Praise God, because God wants you to be free from anxiety. He wants you free from fear and frustration. Hallelujah. The Lord don't want you worried about anything. Amen. He wants you to walk in peace. And sometimes when we start walking in fear and walking in things that agitate our mind, that disturb us, and we start walking in all that kind of stuff, then the Lord can't really reach us like he want to reach us. You can't receive the blessing of the Lord while you're holding on to evil. Isaiah chapter 9, look at verse 6, talking about Jesus here. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, do you think that the Prince of Peace walked in peace? How often did the Prince of Peace walk in peace? All the time. All right, so if Jesus walked in peace every day, no matter what was going on, he had peace. Amen. He had the peace of God in him. He had peace working in him all the time in every situation. He walked in peace. In fact, he never walked out of peace. He had the peace of God. Y'all remember when he was asleep on the pillow on the boat? The Bible says that the water began to come into the ship. The boat was now full of water, and they were really afraid. They say, Lord, don't you care that we're about to die? And what did Jesus do? He got up, looked at the storm and said, peace, Be still. Why? That's the prince talking. That's the Prince of Peace talking. When he say peace, I mean everything got to listen. And the Bible says that there was a great calm. Immediately, the wind stopped blowing. The water settled down and got smooth. And the disciples got scared. Because then they say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. What manner of man have we come in contact with? That the man can talk to the wind. This man can talk to the sea. What kind of man is this? It's the same kind of man that's living in you. Yeah. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to speak to some storms in your life and say, peace. Be still right now. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is giving us the example. That's what you do when your life is threatened, when you think that the end doesn't come. I'm going to tell you, there's a time for you that you need to just stand up and say, I command peace now. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is living in you. The Bible says God is the God of all peace. Hallelujah. The woman that got healed from that infirmity, she was 12 years bleeding. And when she got healed, Jesus said, go in peace and be whole of your plague. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, there's a time you just need to say, go in peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is... I'm going to tell you, peace is not some little easygoing, you know, just something that don't do nothing, you know, just a feeling that you get. It's more than a feeling. Peace is a warrior. Because when peace come on the scene, agitation and fear and anxiety and worry have to bow its knee. When you start walking in peace, I'm going to tell you, fear have to bow down. Anxiety have to bow down. Worry have to bow down. Being agitated in your mind have to bow down to peace when peace come rolling in. The Bible talks about walking in the abundance of peace. You're supposed to live in peace. The Bible tells us seek peace and ensue it. Hallelujah. The Bible says live at peace with all men as much as lie in you. Hallelujah. You're supposed to have peace. You got the Prince of Peace that done come to live inside of you, and he walks with you and talks with you every day. Don't tell me you can't speak peace over some situation. If Jesus could speak to the wind and the sea, so can I. I can do just what he did. See, he said, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. And whatever ain't me doing it, it's him doing it. I speak the word, he does the work. I'm supposed to speak the word in faith, not in unbelief, not in fear. See, if you speak peace in fear, hey, that ain't faith. Faith, peace means there's something to happen, something to change around here now. See, Jesus didn't get up and say, well, I'm going to try. Let me try this. Oh, boy, I hope this works. All of us going to drown out here. Can you imagine him thinking like that? Now look, it's storming out there, the wind is blowing, water coming in the boat, he back there sleep on a pillow. Through all that turmoil, you know you ain't quiet when water coming in the boat. You be out on the lake and let all the water start coming in. I tell you what, there's some people keeping some noise, hollering at other boats. Jesus still back there asleep. He got peace. He done already told him, let's go to the other side. He sleep. And then when they say, hey, we done tried to dip the water out. Water coming in fast and we can dip. It's filling up. The boat by.